Up next on American Restoration.
I got a 1962 Suzetta scooter.
That thing's cool, man, but looks like a pig. It was manufactured in Yugoslavia, but it was done by a company in Czechoslovakia. I really hope this thing doesn't need any parts. Otherwise, we're screwed.
We're headed across town to a jamboree. Tyler and I are gonna go picking around, see if there's anything that's good to buy. Holy, that's the coolest bike I've ever seen.
I have a 1930s oil truck.
It's very rare. They started losing production because of the war. The brass pieces off this toy could have been used to make bullets in World War II.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Do you have trouble walking backwards?
I got a call from a motor scooter collector that wants to restore his latest acquisition.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Ron.
I'm Ron.
Good to meet you, Ron.
What do we got?
This is my scooter I was telling you about.
Yeah, it's cool.
I came here to Rick's Restorations, hopefully to get my 1962 Suzetta scooter restored. It's a Czechoslovakian scooter, which isn't something that you hear of too often.
Thank you, guys.
The scooter is not currently running, has all the parts, it's ready to be restored.
That thing's cool, man. You know what you got here?
I got a 1962 Suzetta scooter, 175 cc's. It's a two-stroke, so it's pretty snappy.
This thing is, it looks like a pig. It was manufactured in Yugoslavia, but it was done by a company in Czechoslovakia. They use these things because they can get around easier, they were cheaper than cars. Eastern Bloc scooters from the Cold War era are hard to come by. This thing isn't iconic like the Italian Vespa, but it's got charm all its own. Have you ridden it?
Not yet. The scooter hasn't been running in about 2 years. But as far as I know, all the parts are here. As you can see, there's around 18,000 miles on the odometer.
A lot of miles on a scooter. You know where the gas tank is?
Right up front, where the headlight is.
Right. And you won't hit anything in the front end. What are you thinking about doing with this?
I'd like to have you restore it to its original condition.
Okay.
I'd like to eventually show it in a motorcycle show. So it would be nice to keep all original.
Color?
Same color. I actually have this ad here that I found. Maybe you can make it look just like that again.
The model 501. Okay, we'll make it all original, but show in looks. What we'll end up doing is polishing the aluminum out and then chroming it. The pipes, everything, right? And I'll redo this seat just in the exact same material that they've got on here. Because if you are showing it, you want to win, right?
That's right.
I'll probably take 16 hours on a teardown on this thing. The side light lenses are going to be a little bit of a deal because the pigment inside the plastic is actually, you know, deteriorated a little bit. Over here, somebody's got a lot of Bondo in here. Day and a half, 2 days in body work. Throw it in the paint booth, shoot it the two colors, probably have 6 hours in that. So all that together with all those hours, $600 to $6,500 to restore the whole piece. We're going to restore it to show, but at the same time, it's not going to be just all show, no go. It's going to go too.
Okay.
You should be able to drive this out of here and go to any show you want to go to and win first place.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, bud. Thank you very much for bringing it in. It's just, it's a pig.
Well, I have over a dozen bikes in my collection, and if Rick does his bike well, I'd like to bring him a few more.
Ron, bring me some more pads, and Tyler, grab the shrink wrap.
The annual Jamboree is a huge swap meet, which is a great opportunity to show off what we do. So I'm gonna send Tyler, Ron, and Kelly out with a few of our restored pieces to try to sell them. Also, to try to drum up some new business. The best way to show a potential customer the quality of our work is to put a restored piece right next to a similar unrestored one. Get it done.
What was that?
It's cool.
And the blasting's already done?
Yep. So I was gonna see if I could take an early lunch. No? All right. We got a customer coming in with a small and rare vehicle that she wants to get restored for her father.
What you got?
I have a 1930s oil truck.
That thing is cool.
Yeah, it is. I came to Rick's Restoration to have my father's sturdy toy oil tanker truck restored.
Where'd you find this?
I actually found it in my garage. It belonged to my grandfather. My great-grandfather bought this truck for my grandfather when he was about 2 years old, and shortly after he died, and this is the only memory he has of him. And my grandfather passed the truck on to my father. It's from the 1930s, built in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, with a sturdy toy company,
sturdy
I guess.
Sturdy toy,
yes.
Right.
It doesn't look too sturdy.
Actually, you could ride this.
Yeah, my dad's that right here.
It's definitely old, and it's very, very rare. They started losing production because of the war. The big thing was brass. Originally, this toy would have been covered with brass, but we started melting down all sorts of metals to use for the war effort. It's crazy to think that the brass that was taken off this oil tanker toy could have been used to make bullets in World War II.
What do you have an idea to do?
I want it restored in its original condition. That would be ideal.
Okay.
The brass pieces, I'd like to have them replaced.
Right.
And hopefully this little dent can come out.
Little bit.
Okay, so you want it done in original, so it's all in its red. Try to get these brass pieces on here, the straps on, and then the nozzles on the back. So I see quite a bit of body work. After that, it'll go into paint, a couple hours painting the thing. The art that's on this, which says Sturdy Toy Oil Company, will go and reproduce this exact same logo. Total price, $1,600 to $1,700. But we restore it right. I mean, you could probably between $6,000 and $7,000 what it's worth.
Awesome.
So, because it's going to be mint.
Nice.
So, we got a deal?
We got a deal.
All right. Get out of here. All right, let's go in the office.
Sounds
Bradley,
good.
You get to carry it. Be very careful.
All right.
We're about ready to pull a body off the drivetrain.
Okay.
We got in a Czech scooter from the 1960s. Because nobody in the shop has ever seen anything like this before, I thought I'd give Jeff a hand in tearing it down.
Yeah, this thing's really an unusual bike.
It doesn't have like a frame. It's like held together with a body.
Okay.
Most bikes have a frame that runs from end to end. This one doesn't. That means that this body has to be sturdy enough to sustain all the torque that the frame normally would.
I think this is cool.
It is.
Look at this little tire and a motor.
Yeah. That's really cool.
We're headed across town to a jamboree. We're going to go to show off some of our work, and then we're also going to try to see if we can buy more stuff to restore. Kelly always takes along on trips like this. That way, when Ty and I go try to find and buy stuff, she can sell. Tremendous job, Tyler. Now let's go make some money.
Coming in hot. What are you doing?
Dude, you gotta watch. This is not even close to level. Which way you want to name it?
Front, facing that way. There you go. Okay, great. Perfect.
Tyler and I are gonna go picking around, see if there's anything the vendors have that's good to buy. While Kelly takes care of the booth, she's gonna get rid of all the merchandise. We're basically looking for something that we can buy cheap, restore, and sell the shop. Holy, check that thing out.
What is that?
That's possibly the coolest bike I've ever seen. Dude, that thing is absolutely sweet looking. Like, a Hemi in there?
Yeah, just drop a Hemi. No need for a transmission or anything.
We could take a gas pump like this and make it any brand that you want.
I don't even know what any of this stuff is.
What are you talking about? That's original before you had actual power tools.
I know, what is that like?
It's for drilling. What's that? Nasty saw right there.
That, yes.
That thing.
I think it hooks to a tractor.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
It's not a decal. It's actually painted on.
Right. These are really actually nice. Hand-painted.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Nice.
I don't
How are you?
Anything.
What are you doing?
You don't want to move anything? Mm-hmm. I want to look at this stuff. I like Betty Boop.
I love Betty Boop.
Yeah, dude. I like this. This is cute.
What do you need that for? There's nothing, you don't need that.
It's Betty Boop, it's classic. Who wouldn't want a good meal with this sitting in front of you? How much is that?
25.
I'd like to be more like in the 10 range.
How about 12?
You got a deal. You got a deal.
Great.
What kind of grown man carries around a Betty Boop salt and pepper shaker? Oh, God.
As soon as I saw that Betty Boop section, I knew I was going to have a buy in there. I love my Betty Boop.
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
Hey.
I'm Johnny with Toy Shack.
Earlier, a customer dropped off a 1930s oil tanker toy. With something as rare as this toy, I need to make sure that I don't completely devalue this thing by restoring it.
I need some expert advice.
Rick called me down today to take a look at an old sturdy toy from the 30s, and he had some questions and concerns about the piece. These toys seldomly come up in any shape or form.
I'm sure that goes in the front of that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is Sturdy Toy Company. They were only around for a little bit of time. They produced very few toys. They made steam shovels. They made fire trucks that you could pump water out of, and shot water out the back.
Where did they ride?
These weren't made to be
sit on.
Kids did, and that's why these tanks got screwed up.
Some large toy vehicles were designed for riding. It looks like this one wasn't, even though the dent on the tank suggests that this one had its fair share of passengers. The big question is, should I try to fix this tank or get a replica?
How much am I going to devalue this car by putting on reproduction parts?
A lot of the original paint is gone,
right.
And that's where the value is the original paint. If you had even 70% of the paint on here, I would say just professionally clean the piece, but this is in rough shape. It's definitely a candidate for restoration.
Okay.
I'm not sure if Rick's gonna be able to restore that tank, being that it had a lot of condition issues, but if he is able to pull it off, it's definitely gonna hold a lot of the value, keeping the original tank to the piece.
Johnny, thank you very, very much for coming by. Really appreciate it a lot.
No problem, Rick.
Okay.
You take care, man. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
We're missing a lot of parts on this toy, like the brass straps and the nozzles. So if we can fix a part that we already have, like the tank, and not have to replace that part as well, this restoration will be even better.
My dad sent the three of us out to the annual jamboree. Ron and I decided we'd leave Kelly with the customers and we'd walk around and do some picking and see if we can find anything good for ourselves. I've seen a lot of things that I'd never seen before and pedal cars that I never knew even existed.
That's awesome.
That's so sick.
That's a Batman Vroom. Bigger kids can ride it because it's got more knee room.
Yeah, that's some unique ones. We like that. That's very cool.
What people like about us and what we do here is the walk down memory lane. Seeing the pedal cars makes them remember those good times they had and revisit those precious memories. This is very rare. In the last 10 years, I've known of three available.
Wow.
You just indicate what you're liking and what you want to spend, and we'll put together a package for you.
Thank you very much for talking with us. We love your stuff. We're
going
to go
do
our little bit more research and talk to the big boy and appreciate it. We met some real, real solid contacts. And no matter what, those contacts will turn into business.
That's pretty bad. Somebody was throwing their toys around.
We've been working on this old oil tanker toy for a customer. After I had an expert look at it, I had Kyle and Cowboy tear it down and Brettley sandblast the tank. Now I got Phil doing the bodywork. The main issue is the dent in the tank. I'd much rather fix the original one than buy an aftermarket replica.
Here we go. On this oil tanker toy, I'm trying to push it from the inside out and hammer it on the outside in order to get the tank back into shape again. Actually, right on the high spot here, right there.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, yeah.
Okay.
Well, how'd it go? It doesn't look like it went very well.
We made some good leads.
No sales?
What kind of leads did you make?
Well, we met a lady named Glenna who owns a company that just restores, collects, does all these different like pedal cars, like planes and boats and like.
So they do the same stuff we do?
She outsources too.
So
she has somebody do it for her.
Okay.
So you can be that guy, you can restore them for her. She will sell a bunch of pedal cars unrestored to you for good prices.
Did you find anything cool?
Ron, I think that's where you come in.
I found this.
What the? What the hell is that?
What do you mean, what the hell is that? That's Betty Boop salt and pepper shaker.
All right, get this thing unloaded, and good job in the lead, though. Good job.
Awesome.
Betty Boop.
I guess this is the best example of what they've got, but they're in really, really awful shape. They're faded and really, really hard to find.
We've been working on this awesome Czech scooter for a little while. And now that we've finished working on the motor and the body, I'm having Ted and Tyler manufacture new covers for each of the indicator lights.
It's gonna be a two-piece mold because it has an inside and outside. It has little textures in there, you know, that make it reflective.
Luckily, one of the blinker lenses is still intact, so we're able to use that blinker lens to make a mold, and from that mold, we will make our own brand new blinker lens.
I know the box is really small, but try to make it inside the box.
Not to get all over the edges.
We poured half of the mold. Once that half of the mold is cured, we will flip it over.
Hey, look at that, not bad.
Take some of the clay out that we used to create the first part of the mold, and we'll replace that clay with more silicone, and that will make the second half of our mold.
Let it cure. When it's cured, we'll come back, we'll pull that original lens out, mix up a little bit of plastic, pour it in there, and we'll make another one.
The Oil Tanker Toy Project is in the home stretch. We just got paint and assembly. Then we're ready to show off the product of our hard work to the customer.
Okay, that's in.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great to see you, Rick.
Good.
This is my father, Martin.
Hi, Martin. How you been?
I'm here today to pick up my 1930s oil tanker. Check out your work.
Okay.
It's been sitting around in my garage for years, and my daughter actually wanted to do it here at Rick's, and that's why we're here today.
You ready?
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
All right, guys, come on in. Check it out.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
This looks awesome. I was blown away as soon as I walked through the door. Never in my wildest dreams had I imagined it can come out looking like that.
You know, I've seen some in pictures of brand new ones, and that looks better than a brand new one.
All the dent, it's huge dents gone.
Phil, my body man, ended up going and pounding that thing all out and totally fixing it to make it perfect. So now there's everything's original on there except for the stuff that you didn't have.
When I got it, these were missing.
He sold them or something.
My aunt did it when my dad was in the service, so I never saw it with this.
Right.
And the dent in the tank came because kids used to drive this.
Right.
I actually sat in the cab of that.
Yeah, I was asking the expert, and he said, no, they weren't meant to be ridden on. So I find that funny, because I actually thought they were the first three. Called Sturdy Toy for what reason, right?
Yeah, want to go for a ride, Dad?
Yeah, you ready to ride it now?
For old time's sake.
So, if you're happy?
Better than I could have ever imagined.
It came out beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You bet, guys.
A wonderful job.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Let's go on the side and we'll take care of some papers.
Can't wait to show my mom. She'd be blown away. She used to think this thing was a big hunk of junk. Marty, when are you getting rid of this? And she'll be pleased to see, oh my God, she'll actually want it in the house.
For the last couple of weeks, we've been working on this really cool Czech scooter. And now I have Ted and Tyler making new side blinker lights.
Okay, I'd say it's probably gonna be fine. All right, so now all we gotta do is gently.
Moment of truth.
Lower the two pieces together. Give it about an hour. When you think it's done, go ahead and separate the two halves just like we've always done.
The last step of the process is popping the new plastic pieces out of the mold.
Oh, look at that.
Now we can finish the assembly and get it ready to roll out for the customer.
That looks good. How's it going, Ron?
Good.
You ready to see the scooter?
Ready to see the scooter.
Let's do it. Hey, Dad, you guys hear about the Czech scooter?
I came down here today to pick up my 1960s Czech scooter, and I'm really excited to see how it rides. I've never ridden it.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Look at this.
When he drove the bike out, I'd never seen the bike running before, so that was pretty special.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
that's mine?
Yeah, this is yours.
It's beautiful. I can't believe it. Just look what you did with it. It is like brand new. It's better than brand new.
I looked online, and there's only a few in the United States of this bike. So that means one thing, parts are a bitch. These signal indicators here, they were just weather-stricken. So Ted and my son Tyler made these out of scratch. The mirror was trashed. We made a new mirror. The seat got all reupholstered. The chrome all got redone. I mean, they did a great job. I mean, you can see the CZ on the side of here. Bottom line for a motorcycle or a scooter is if it looks great, doesn't work, it's pretty much a paperweight.
This thing looks great and it's cranking. The thrill of revving up and taking off is what it all comes down to.
Felt great to ride it. Can't wait to get it out in the highway. Rick was right on the money with this one. Okay, Rick, you've told me the things that you've replaced, restored, repaired. Get a little nervous. What's the final number?
I quoted you 6, and there was a lot of parts that we had to make on it. With all that, you know, everything we had going on, I had to tell you this, but we went over. We went over a total of $55 for your battery.
Sweet. It's hot, man. Thanks.
You bet. Thank you. Let's go inside and take care of some of that money stuff.
Rick knocked it out the park with this one here. He's great at what he does. That's the whole reason why I brought my scooter here. And I couldn't be happier.
Much better. My girl.